The New York Times story paints a somewhat rosy picture of Hawaii as a multiracial melting pot. It's gotten a lot of buzz and criticism locally. The article is based largely on research conducted by UH Manoa psychology professor Kristen Palker. She found that grade school students in Hawaii didn't stereotype people as much as their mainland counterparts did. She says that's because of the state's high percentage of mixed-race people. Many of us don't easily fall into stereotypes.
A lot of times your assumptions are challenged, and you go through these experiences where they're challenged. And I think it's those experiences that are really important to changing how people think about race and ethnicity here.
But Akemi Glenn says the complexities of race relations in Hawaii can't be easily explained. Glenn is the executive director of the Popolo Project, a nonprofit working to make Black people more visible in Hawaii.
Rather than say that this is a paradise and essentially a racial rehab for white people where they can come and be cleansed of their racism, there's a lot more context, there's a lot more nuance that should be a part of that conversation.
Punihei Leip is the director of the new Truth, Racial Healing and Transformation Center at UH Manoa. She says Hawaii is not a paradise for its indigenous population. She says Native Hawaiians still struggle with health problems, affording housing and education. Light believes the idea of Hawaii as America's melting pot masks issues like institutional racism and colonialism that live on in the islands. Micronesians is perhaps the most recent migrant group to experience discrimination here. Josie Howard is the program director for We Are Oceania, a community organization seeking to empower Micronesians here in Hawaii.
There are the races that are accepted in Hawaii, and there are those that are not accepted yet. And when you look at the history of immigration or migration into Hawaii, you can see that those that came, they also had their struggles, right, to fit in and all that until they did.
Last year, the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission received dozens of race-based complaints covering reported discrimination in areas like housing and employment. And while hate crimes are rare, they have been documented here. But Glenn says there's a lot to learn from the controversy sparked by the New York Times article.
This is a wonderful opportunity for us as a community in Hawaii to be able to set the terms of this conversation and not necessarily have to rely on institutions as venerable as the New York Times to be able to interpret our experience for us.
She hopes people start thinking about these hard issues and engage in conversations on race with the intention of creating a better, more just Hawaii for everyone. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.